far too kind.
Yeah.
Ready?
Let's go.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll.
Yeah.
Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
PW247radio.com. I'm Stan Grubb. He's Mike the Kid. We got Nick on the board. What's going on, everybody? Good evening. And welcome to another episode of This Very Ring. Mike, what's going on, bro?
Nothing much, dude. Just sitting at home, relaxing, enjoying the beginning of my summer break.
Summertime. Should be playing like some Will Smith. We should open with Will Smith today. Summertime. Yeah, there you go. There's my musical stylings.
Way to go. We just lost all the listeners tonight.
All 12 of them have finally made their way to the door.
Oh, we finally got 12? I thought we were stuck at 7.
Seriously. You know, I was always... they're viewers, too. They watch us.
Really?
They're peeking through the... Yeah, they're peeking through the...
That's not creepy at all. Cause I'm sitting here with PJs and all that.
Right? You know, you really should stop wearing footy pajamas, by the way.
But they're so damn comfortable.
Oh. Too much. Hey, this just in from CM Punk. People who get their lips done are a sad lot. Hashtag duck faces.
This is why he's our duck champ.
Faces. Amen. Power to the people. People power. Big Johnny loves them. Hey, John Laurinaitis is going to fight John Cena on pay-per-view, dude.
Dude, that was like, I'm not going to lie. The ending of Raw this week was awesome. Like, I did not see that coming. John Laurinaitis being the one. And then, the you know, Laurinaitis, Lord Tensai and Sakamoto just mauling Cena. Like,
I don't remember if it was Scott or Corey from Gorilla Blood, but somebody called him Fat Muda. That is the best nickname ever. I think from now on, that's his gimmick, Fat Muda. I like that name. That's really funny. Fat Muda! Just walks around like he's got a problem, like squatting all the time. Looks like he's going to take a crap in the middle of the ring. You know, I like Albert. I like Giant Bernard or whatever his name is, but... It's hard to not make fun of the guy. It really is. I fight the urge to make fun of him on a daily basis.
Oh, by the way, Matt Denton is screaming at you via chat room to leave footy pajamas alone. Might want to listen to the man.
Wow. Matthew Denton is in the chat room. Hello, Matthew Denton. Hey, cool. We got Texas Teddy in there. That's neat. Holy crap, we'll be very careful, Mike. Nathan Lane is in the chat room.
Oh, my Lanta.
Wait a minute. We got Nick on the soundboard and Nathan Lane in the chat room. Something isn't right here. Okay. Where's the baby? That's cute. Thanks, Teddy. You know, life has this funny way of making you wait. And that's what my little boy is doing. He's making me wait. You know, I'm not a very patient person. I suck at patience, actually. That's probably why I lose my temper on too many occasions. And talk trash on Twitter and call people names. And maybe I should take one of those anger management courses. I had an incident this week where I was driving and this lady is on her cell phone. She's right behind me. And now the truck I drive for my day job is, I've got a camera on the back. So I can see pretty well everything. I can see from my mirrors all the way around the truck. And then in the back, I can see that. So I never have to worry about not seeing somebody. So I could see just how close this lady was to the backside of my truck. She decides that 50 miles an hour in a 45 is just too slow. So she swerves to the left, and I mean swerves. I'm not sure if she mistyped something on her text or what, but to the left she goes, around my truck, speeds up to about 60, 65. I let up off the gas, and she goes freaking just, I don't know, 70 at least, just blows right past my truck, cuts me off in the process. Then, as she gets to the stoplight, we both have to stop at the same light because she guns her brake down, and I almost smacked right into the back end of her car. Ladies, if you're driving, please keep in mind that if a person in a great big yellow truck is screaming at you and possibly, you know, waving his hands around with only one finger sticking up, it's not guaranteed to be me, but if you're in the state of Virginia, it could be. Just thought I'd point that out. Idiots. Get off the phone. Stop typing and texting when you're driving. But I digress. We're here to talk about wrestling, professional wrestling, WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, independence. Hey, you know, last week we talked to a guy named Alex Silva. No, don't get excited. We didn't actually interview him because he didn't show up. We called him, and he said it was a bad time. Now, I just happened to know one of his really good friends, so I hit his friend up on Facebook the other day and said, hey, is Mr. Silva okay? You know, we had him scheduled for an interview, and just want to make sure he's all right. So he assured me everything was cool. You know, he had some business to take care of late Sunday, so gave him the benefit of the doubt. And Friday comes, and it's 10 o'clock, and I get this DM. Bro, I'm so sorry, but all interview requests have to go through the publicist for TNA. I figure no big deal. I hear pretty good things about the publicist for TNA. His name is Chris Thomas, by the way. I hear nothing but good things about this guy. Actually, he's really good at getting back to people. So I sent an email as soon as I got this DM. Now, I didn't really share this information before because, you know, I was just trying to you know, get all of this taken care of behind the scenes, kind of keep it nice and quiet. So anyway, I send this email out, and I still haven't heard back from him, by the way. So I sent a message out to Mr. Silva saying, hey, you know, I haven't heard back from Mr. Thomas yet. And his response was, hey, it's the weekend. Oh. Holy shit. Hey, Mike, did you know it's the weekend?
Dude, I had no clue. It's not like we've been doing our show on the weekend for 2 years now.
Right, right. I mean, Sunday night's 11 o'clock. That's where we are, right? Nick, is today Sunday? Are we part of the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Sunday. Weekend.
Sunday, right? Yeah. 11 o'clock weekend, yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah. I got to tell you guys, I'm not a big fan of going all out and quote-unquote burying people and see, you like that quote-unquote, by the way? That's my air quote that you can't see because we're on radio. Anyway.
Even though, did we do have viewers?
That's right, all seven of them. So, this guy, I like Alex Silva. Good guy, good wrestler in the ring. But here's the thing. You gave me a commitment. You gave me a commitment late on a Saturday night, said, hey, yeah, I'll be on the show. The next night you tell me, I really can't. I'm sorry, I got something going on. I give you the benefit of the doubt. I stretch for a week. I advertise all week for you. And then you say, hey, can you email my publicist? So, okay, I play ball just a little bit further. I mean, Christ, it's only an email, right? It's not like it's hard to do. So I send this email out and didn't hear anything. Now, not to say I won't hear anything back from him, and it's not to say that we won't at some point later in the future talk to Mr. Silva, but I can tell you right now, for the next, 20 years, I probably don't plan on interviewing Mr. Silva. Don't give me the runaround. Don't say you're going to be on the show and then tell me, oh, well, it's the weekend. No shit.
Don't wait until we call you to get you on the air that you say and then say you can't do it.
That's low class is really what it is. And Jamin Olivencia, you know, for as busy of a dude as he is, a father and everything, guy still made time for it twice. Chris Masters, yeah, out there in the midst of everything that he was doing, made time for us twice. Didn't have to
Martin
talk
Casals
to any stupid
has been
publicist.
On. Martin Casals well,
Martin
has been on twice.
Yes.
You know, Jeremiah Riggs been on twice. We've had Glacier. We've had Jeremy Lin. And we've had guys cancel on us left and right before, too, but they
who's,
all do it
who's, who's
ample time.
Jeremy Lin? I know Jerry Lin. I don't
or,
know
sorry,
Jeremy.
Jerry Lin. Thinking the basketball player that faded into nothingness already.
Lin's sanity! I guess he found his sanity. Good for him. You know, I don't have a problem with having to, quote-unquote, play the game, you know, be nice and glad hand and stuff, but don't try to feed me a load of crap in the middle of the weekend. No shit, it's the weekend. Thank you so much. That's like the stupidest thing ever. You know, that's okay. See, I do my best to give people attention and time, and I do my best to be an unbiased kind of guy because I think it's important in what we do to be unbiased. But, and Nick, I understand you might get unhappy about this, but I got to take this chance to just say this is yet another example of why TNA sucks. Contact a publicist for a radio interview. Last I checked, a radio interview does nothing but help a cause, especially for a company that needs as many fans as possible. So this really isn't just about a guy named Alex Silva. This is more about Alex Silva and TNA and his publicist and all of that nonsense. You're not WWE, regardless of what you think you are. You're not. I mean, you're just not even close. But to tell me you need me to contact a publicist 2 days before your rescheduled, not just the scheduled, but the rescheduled interview, not only is that poor planning, but it's ultimately the fault of myself and all of the people involved with his side as well. Shouldn't have taken him at his word for it. Should have just blown him off. And so this will be the one and only time I say, hey, guys, I'm sorry for putting this out there, saying we're going to have him, and he's not here. If we get him on, it's going to have to be when I'm older gray. Oh, wait, I'm already gray. Older and gray. I suppose. Shit. Anyway, I appreciate people letting me vent a little bit. We're still going to talk about a lot of good shit. We still got a good show. Hell, some people even think we've even got a great show. I don't know. There's at least one person out there that think we have a great show. And to that person, the check's in the mail. Thank you. $20 and it's on your way. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's this guy on WWE television. You've heard of WWE. That's that company that's on every single Monday night. If we contact their guy, Joe Vila, and get him a letterhead of our radio station, yeah, we'll get an interview with one of their people. Pretty simple shit. Sorry. But anyway, there's this guy on WWE programming named Dolph Ziggler. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's a former world heavyweight champion, former United States Intercontinental and World Tag Team champion. Pretty well known. He spent a majority of the year in 2008 introducing himself and letting everybody know who they are.
Shit, he spent most of 2006 getting his ass kicked by DX as part of the Spirit Squad.
Indeed.
This guy, Dolph Ziggler, is, you know, he's been climbing the ladder for a long time now. You don't start much lower than the Spirit Squad, but he's been getting there. And now he's able to call himself a former World Heavyweight Champion.
And maybe you've noticed he's actually slid a tad bit, maybe a lot. He has now become the bumping machine for one Brodus Clay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no disrespect to Brodus Clay. He's working hard. He's improving. But is this the way that we want to see a guy like Dolph Ziggler treated? Is this what Dolph Ziggler really envisions for his own career? I doubt it. I don't think so. Mike, how do you feel seeing Dolph Ziggler go this far down after finally reaching the pinnacle of success?
Well, I mean, Dolph Ziggler had a lot of good matches in the past few years. He's had great feuds with Kofi Kingston. That seems to be the go-to mid-card feud of the last 3 or 4 years. He had great champion versus champion feuds with Daniel Bryan when he held when Daniel Bryan was U.S. champion and Ziggler was Intercontinental champion. He's got the ring work to take him to the top. He's certainly developed the mic skills. There was a time when Vicky Guerrero was the one that was pretty much earning Ziggler all his heat, and now he can pretty much get it all on his own. And in the Royal Rumble he had a great showing. In the Elimination Chamber he had a great showing. A lot of us were hoping that he'd get a singles match at WrestleMania where he can really show that he can carry his own on the biggest pay-per-view of the year. And what did he end up getting stuck in the 10-man Team Johnny versus Team Teddy match?
Yeah, that was stupid. I mean, a guy like him should be competing for the U.S. title, competing for the world title, WWE title. He had a great match with CM Punk, just like you said.
Yeah, that's right. He also challenged CM Punk for the – yeah.
But not everybody can be in the main event, and I understand that. But – where else could we have put him? Let's just use WrestleMania as an
example. You put him under Brodus Clay, apparently.
Well, okay, and we're kind of campaigning here for the opposite of that. But when you look at it, what could we – if we were in charge right now, Mike, if it was us at WrestleMania saying, all right, Dolph, we got a great match for you. Here's where we're going to put you. Where would we have put him at WrestleMania?
I would have put him in a hardcore match against Mick Foley.
Wow. I'm interested. Okay. What's the story behind it? How do you get there? And do you feel that Dolph Ziggler could have carried Mick Foley into that kind of a spotlight? Because I'd be willing to bet that Mick Foley's just not capable of going at that pace anymore.
Hey, I'd agree with you. Mick Foley definitely isn't capable of, wrestling a match, long, WrestleMania moment kind of match anymore. Then again, he was also in a similar physical state when he faced Edge at, WrestleMania 22?
Yeah. Yes, no? I think it was 22.
That famous
hardcore match where they went
through the flaming table. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Edge carried him through the majority of that match. I think Ziggler could have done the same thing. As for the story there, there's a plethora of different angles we can go through with that. Honestly, I can't really think of a good one on the spot. You can go with the generic up-and-comer disrespecting the legend and wanting to put him out of commission. It could have happened. And if you didn't want to go with Mick Foley, there's, an entire roster of other guys you could have put him in a singles match with.
Matt Denton says we should have put him with Hornswoggle.
Well, screw you, Matt.
Is Hornswoggle a step above or below Brodus Clay?
Height-wise, he's far below.
That's messed up. Of course not height-wise. Poor little person.
Well, at least, Hornswoggle's got a singles title under his belt. Brodus Clay doesn't.
Ouch.
You got to keep in mind, that little bastard was their last cruiserweight champion.
God, every time something like that happens, like where the title gets retired or something, it's like a great big FU from Vince to WCW. Like the cruiserweight title got retired. The last person that had it was Hornswoggle. Yeah, the hardcore title. Who was the last person to hold the hardcore title? Wasn't it?
I couldn't even tell you, dude.
Jeez, I mean, it was just suddenly.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, RVD takes it. And no.
He got merged with the title.
Yeah, he merged it with the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, so it's RVD.
The ECW title, I mean, the last person to hold it for, less than 24 hours? Ezekiel Jackson.
It was like 2 minutes.
I mean, Vince just knows how to give the great big FU to just about every other company that's out there. I mean, next he's going to take the NWA title and put it on WrestleMania and then have the gobbledygooker win it. I just... Wow.
That's funny.
It's kind of getting back into what you were saying, though, I could certainly have seen Dolph Ziggler and just insert other name here. I don't know exactly who, but, I mean, it's tough because Brodus Clay, at this point in time, especially at WrestleMania, I don't know how much more popular he can get.
His popularity is down a lot.
Do you think so? I mean, because I think he still manages to maintain a pretty decent reaction.
Oh, yeah, he gets a decent reaction, but it's not anywhere near it was the first few weeks he was on TV.
So, in the middle of all of these things going on in our main event picture, really the only place that's left for Dolph Ziggler to be chasing would be the U.S. title.
Well, not necessarily. Well, yeah, actually, I guess right. He doesn't necessarily need to be chasing a title. He can get his own, like, you know, singles feud, somehow create a grudge match kind of feud. You don't need a title to chase necessarily to climb the ladder. I think if he were to go for the U.S. title, yeah, it'd be a step up from getting squashed by Brodus Clay, but it'd still be holding him back from where he was, you know, challenging for the WWE title 4 months ago.
What about him and Randy Orton? What kind of a match could that bring?
It'd be a hell of a match. I think it'd be a lot like the Randy Orton Cody Rhodes feud we saw the end of last year.
I mean, if we could have seen Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton feuding, that could have been
between the two, haven't we?
I'd be willing to bet there's been a couple.
Yeah,
but
when I remember, they're all pretty good.
Yeah, but to have some reasoning behind it wouldn't be so bad either.
Exactly.
Then, of course, you've got, maybe Kane. Maybe Dolph Ziggler finally makes a face turn.
Possibly. Hell, have him turn on Vicky Guerrero. You can't get a bigger pop than turning on that, for lack of a better term, bitch.
I'm getting the impression that you don't like Vicky Guerrero.
It's weird. I don't like her, but I also respect her because she is probably, in my opinion, the best heel in the company strictly because I hate her. If you can make me hate you, you're a damn good heel.
Wow.
Great Khali, well, on the other hand, I just hate him because he's the Great Khali.
I was just about to say, what does a person have to do to make you as a fan hate them? Like, if there's a new bad guy out there, what does that bad guy have to do to make you just want to see them lose all the time? What do they have to do to get you to not like them at all, to not want to see
them? You know, they got to be annoying. Hey, Vicky Guerrero's got that covered. It's hard to say. It's kind of a situation-to-situation thing.
Vicky Guerrero is smoking hot. What? Oh, my Lord. No.
She's not bad-looking, but that's a bit of a stretch.
She looks good for her age, I'll say that.
Yeah.
I don't know about smoking hot, but for a lady her age, she looks good.
Yeah, to get back to Dolph Ziggler a little bit.
Yeah, let's get back to Dolph.
Okay, yeah, before, you know, I gag at the idea of thinking about Vicky Guerrero too much. Dolph Ziggler, it's not so much that he didn't have a memorable WrestleMania match that, you know, brought him back down the ladder. It's the fact that, you know, WrestleMania, after WrestleMania is when, you know, all the stars start to disappear. Yeah, we've still got Brock Lesnar around, but there's not such a heavy focus on, say, Rock and John Cena. They've cleared the space. They've cleared room for guys like Cody Rhodes, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, you know, throw a few names in there. They've cleared room for them to rise up the card. And instead, they've taken Dolph Ziggler and put him in a position where he's jobbing to Brodus Clay.
Well, now, he could be on YouTube jobbing to Santino.
Right. Now, I don't know if you... I read about this, but Zack Ryder noted on his TV show how Dolph Ziggler challenged him to a WrestleMania 29 match for the Internet Championship.
I wonder if they're ever going to do anything with that Internet Championship, if they're going to ever let it really exist.
I think now that WWE's taken over, not necessarily taken over Zack Ryder's show, but incorporated it into the WWE YouTube channel, I think it's more likely now than it was for this past year's WrestleMania.
I wonder if what happens next is that WWE actually does internet title matches strictly on the internet. NXT, Superstars, and that's then maybe the pre-shows for pay-per-views.
That's what a lot of people speculated when Zack Ryder first introduced the Internet Championship. I think it's a great idea. I think that'd be a huge draw for their internet product, which is probably lacking. I don't know a lot of people who watch NXT on a consistent basis, and I'm sure the WWE wants to impress, you know, YouTube with their new partnership.
And what, you know, speaking of that, I wonder how many people watched that free-for-all or whatever they called it, and then ordered the pay-per-view.
That's a good question.
Can't wait to see what the buy rates were for that, because that will ultimately help tell the story as to whether or not they're successful on YouTube.
Right.
So Dolph Ziggler is he could challenge Zack Ryder, but I think he's already been down that road. I think right now, not necessarily because of anything he's done wrong, but just because of what's going on television right now, he's kind of pigeonholed. He's kind of stuck. And I think he's going to have to do something. He's going to have to do something different to get himself in a position of growth. But you know what? It's time for us to take a break. We're actually going a little bit over. Sorry about that, Nick. But when we come back, we will keep talking about Dolph Ziggler, get into Monday Night Raw, talk about the upcoming pay-per-views and stuff. So stick around. This is This Very Ring on PW247Radio.com.
Get in the wrestling industry? That's fine. Wrestling needs fans too. PW247Radio.com.
Looking to make an impact for your promotion, business, or gimmick to the pro wrestling community on the only 24-hour online pro wrestling radio station? Let Pro Wrestling 24/7 make you a main event. PW247 has space available for your company to advertise around the world with our global fan base and loyal wrestling fans from New Zealand to California. Your commercial spot will be heard worldwide. With our competitive rates, you can have our personalities from around the wrestling industry advertising your business on PW247. PW247 also has web banner advertising and sponsorships to make your sponsorship a success. For more information, contact nick.anthony at pw247radio.com. PW247 Wrestling Radio, evolved.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4906 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 790-4906 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4906. That's 800-790-4906. Again, 800-790-4906.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-413-2193 to get your free copy now. 877-413-2193. 877-413-2193.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Since a prehistoric ages, in the days of ancient Greece, what down to the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through changes, and in the Renaissance came, the times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same, but there were always renegades, like Chief Sinful, Tom King,
welcome back. It's PW247Radio.com live in this very ring. It's me, Stan Grubb, my co-host, Mike the Kid. We've been talking about Dolph Ziggler making lots of doolers. Dollars. What the hell that Viagra commercial was saying. Oh, boy. You know, I didn't really realize that we were... joined up with Viagra. We should be seeing some residuals from that, right? Right? Huh? Know what I mean? Anybody?
Ba-dum-tsh.
Really? Wow. I thought that was a little funny. I'm not saying I need it. I'm just...
I chuckled. I chuckled. It was my mic was muted, so you didn't hear it. Sorry.
Maybe I've got a friend that could use it. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
A friend.
A friend.
Well, I mean, we know that, we know Mike can't use it.
No.
Mike isn't any.
What was that?
Nothing. So, going on with the show. How about, yeah.
Derailed.
Oops. Oh, boy. You know, everybody's talking about the Avengers movie. I know we're getting off topic, but what the hell? Did you see Avengers yet?
Yes.
Don't you spoil this movie for me. But I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Is it worth the money to go see it in the theater, and did you see it in 3D?
I saw it in 2D. It was more than worth it. I'd see it again.
See, I wonder if anybody's out there has seen it in 3D. I want to go and see one of these movies in 3D and just give a fair opinion of it, but I don't know. Iron Man was awesome.
Captain America was awesome, too.
Oh, yeah. Captain America. I
didn't see Thor.
DVR, Thor was great. Thor was really good. You know, Thor was good. Iron Man... Captain America, the Hulk was good, even though Ed Norton isn't in the Avengers, Hulk was still a good one. Yeah. Hawkeye and, the Black Widow, I'm a comic geek as it is, but they should have had a role, at least a larger role, of... than what they had. They should have played a larger role in some of the other movies, in my opinion, if they could have fit him in there, I guess. But oh well. Johnny Sorrow, he says that the 3D version was awesome. Totally worth the money. Cool. Well, maybe after the baby's born in another couple years, if they bring it back out in 3D, maybe I can go see it. and update, it is 11:40, and no, the baby has not arrived yet. I am thinking, however, of doing the show live from the hospital room.
we went over this the other day.
Yeah, you and I were talking about it, and the more I think about it, you know, why not? The only thing I won't do is bring a webcam, because we can't do that.
No.
Nobody's going to be looking at any of that stuff. Well, really, because you know, it's not a pretty sight watching babies being born. Let's bring everybody into the mainstream here. Watching children being born is, on one hand, it is the most exciting thing ever and beautiful and all that. And on the other hand, it's the most disgusting thing you'll ever witness.
I had to watch a video of it for my health class this past semester. It was interesting.
There are some things you're just not supposed to see. Mm-hmm. As a man, as a person, as a significant other, it's just so, yeah, no, Matt. Johnny pulls out the great quote: "The baby didn't sell it when the doctor slapped him. I give it 2 stars." Well, you know, if he doesn't cry at first, then he will once he realizes I'm his dad.
That was good, actually.
If that doesn't make any kid cry, I don't know what does. My kids, they're great, man. They can do all sorts of crazy stuff. I got 3 girls here at home. All of them are they have such unique personalities. My youngest likes to just attack and randomly just jump on you and giggle and then laugh at you as she kicks you in the face. Kind of like Daniel Bryan, only she doesn't say yes yet. She just says, uh-huh.
Yet.
Right, well, yeah, you know, pretty soon it's going to be yes instead of no, and then we're really in trouble. My 4-year-old, on the other hand, she's great at saying no. She's got one of those, she's got the double knee drop thing going on, kind of like Evan Bourne, only she aims for the crotch. Yeah, aww. Not good. Yeah, not good. 4 years old and ready to cripple. That's not good. My 10-year-old, on the other hand, she is, she's smart. Like, super smart. She's, she didn't get it from me. She clearly got it from her mother, who is much more attractive and much more intelligent than I could ever be. But there you go. There's your personal look into the life of Stan Grubb. I don't know if I could get away with doing the show live from the hospital. Not so sure that would work.
Damn,
but what is... okay, so... Nathan Lane is not in the chat room anymore. And surprisingly enough, Nick Anthony is. Nick, you said that you're getting texts from Nathan Lane?
Yeah, why is that surprisingly? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know if I want Nathan calling into my show. Our show. Sorry, Mike.
Well, he's not too happy at Matt. I know that for a fact. He texts me. Because Matt's been kicking him out of the... He's been kicking Nathan out of the chat room. I don't know why.
Did Nathan say some anti-UK stuff to him again?
I don't know. I just logged in. I don't know. Oh. I just logged into the account.
We all know now. We all know how Nathan Lane feels about people from the UK.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that either. All I know is he's texting
me himself.
Now. That's all I know.
He's texting you?
Yeah, he's texting me.
What does he use to text?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of phone does he have?
I don't know. How do I know that? How would I know that?
He's your buddy. You guys go to McDonald's for breakfast.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at his phone.
Come on, you're looking at the sausage links on his breakfast platter.
Oh, funny, funny.
Meat gazer.
I told him to call in. I don't know if he will or not, though.
Maybe we'll get him in here later on. Who knows? What about, you know, it's funny. We were talking about Dolph Ziggler. Let's try to get this back into the wrestling mold. What about The Miz? How did The Miz fall so short? How did Miz get all the way down to where he's at?
It's gotten to the point where I've seen people like some of my fellow featured columnists on Bleacher Report doing slideshows about, you know, since releases have started, about Miz being one of the guys that's going to be released this time around.
Wow.
I don't think it's that bad.
That's crazy. A person who main evented WrestleMania less than a year ago or just over a year ago isn't going to be you could possibly not be employed by that same company? Wow.
I mean, personally, I think he's going to stick around no matter, you know, how far he slides down the card, you know, whether or not they have something for him to do. He's going to stick around just because he's a good PR asset.
Where the hell else is he going to go?
Exactly.
I mean, he couldn't go to TNA. What the hell would they do with him? Would he get a publicist, too?
Of course.
Do all of them get publicists? Kurt Angle doesn't have a publicist, obviously. Just see some of the crazy crap he puts on Twitter. I know.
He was hacked. He was hacked.
Right. He could be, Miz could end up being talent relations, executive vice president of talent relations, executive vice president of talent relations for TNA. Essentially, he could just keep his head under the desk for Hulk Hogan.
Ooh.
Interesting. Hmm. Oh! Speaking, you know, not as much of a joke, but speaking of under the desk kind of material, have you seen the news report about what the big secret is for AJ Styles on TNA?
No.
Nick, have you seen this?
No, I have not, Stanley.
At the risk of talking about spoilers.
Oh, I don't want to hear it then.
Well, plug your ears.
Okay, stand by. Give me 2 seconds.
One,
okay, go for it.
Two. Okay. There's a good possibility that the secret is that AJ Styles is somehow involved with Dixie Carter.
Huh?
Yeah. I just read this, and maybe it's a crappy rumor. I don't know. It could be an actual spoiler. Forgive me, TNA audience, all five of you, if I've insulted you. But apparently, that's what this secret is. Isn't AJ Styles married?
I thought so.
Doesn't he have kids?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's our 5 minutes for TNA. You're welcome.
That was
back
like 17
to Miz.
Seconds.
Well, you know. There you go, Johnny. Johnny says AJ is boning Dixie. Ouch. It's a true spoiler. Wow, that's sad. Well, good for him, you know? I mean, Dixie Carter's not an ugly lady. Miz must have pissed somebody off. I think he pissed someone off in regards to Maurice, saying something they didn't like. That's from Johnny Sorrow. Yeah. I know he was... Now, he got a lot of heat for just after she got released, saying that they were going to struggle with they were going to struggle without Maurice on television because of the lack of a diva. Now that was right after she was released, so he was still in the world title or the WWE title race. He was still competing and attempting to carry the load as one of the top guys in the company. So maybe they just waited until this whole thing went down and now they're getting ready to get rid of him, kind of like they did with John Morrison.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible. I think Miz is still in, like, the kind of guy that no matter how far he falls, he can still climb right back up no matter like 2 or 3 months. Because just listen to the promos he cuts when he comes out to the ring; they still hold a lot of weight, or at least they do when I hear them. And he still wrestles, just as well as he did before. I know he's not the best
relevant,
wrestler,
but
exactly, he's still relevant.
Is he gonna? But just because he's relevant, does that mean that the powers that be want to see him? Now, this is interesting information. I'd love to know where Johnny's getting this. Apparently, he's still bringing Maurice on the road. That's got to be awkward.
Yeah, really.
Ooh. Damn, that would suck. Hi, you don't work here anymore, but why are you backstage?
That doesn't necessarily mean she's backstage, is she?
Well, I mean, she could be sitting in the audience, sure, but you know, if the guys in the back know that she's there, and the divas are like, oh, of course, come talk to us, you know, because what are they going to do, be mean to her?
I mean,
is Vince gonna you yeah. know, make a mandate that no one speaks to Maryse?
Maybe.
They did it with Melina. No, they just started kicking around.
Well, they had her released, removed from the building the one time, and then Morrison stopped inviting her out there. But that was only when they were on the West Coast.
Right.
Because I don't think Melina was traveling with them on the East. That's an interesting point. If Miz's problems are from his relationship with Maryse, what about Dolph Ziggler? What is his deal? I still come back to the whole thing that Dolph is best suited chasing for a title, not necessarily in a feud. And that's why he's kind of at a stalemate right now, or at a stopping point. Because if Dolph Ziggler is not chasing for a title, what's the point of having him on TV? Yeah, he can carry a great match with just about anybody. We've seen that.
Yeah.
But who's he going to go against now? I mean, all right, Randy Orton and his matches with Kane are done. So Orton's going to feud with, you know, Orton could feud with Ziggler. That actually could happen. But who's really going to pay attention to it?
Me.
With
but what does it do for... What, okay, and then the follow-up to that is, what does it do for each question? Each question. Geez, sorry about that. What does it do for each character? I'm sitting here reading a message, and I said each question. Thank you. We are professionals here. Don't try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. No, really, don't try this at home, especially not on Sundays. Not really competition. But anyway... You were saying?
Sorry.
Nick's got a lot to laugh about. What's so funny, Nick?
Oh, I'm laughing at you, Stanley.
Laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Well, you know, don't do this at home. Well, at least not on Sunday. It's pretty clever.
Well, you know, especially not at 11.
Right.
10 maybe, but not 11.
Right.
But only for an hour. And not on our network. I think we've got a show on.
We do?
Yeah, if we do. So don't compete with him either. Yeah, Kanai Andrews.
Right.
Yeah, don't compete with Kanai. He's good people. Actually, he is. I was listening to his show the other day. Good stuff. I do like MMA Crossfire.
Did you see?
Wish that we had. What's that?
Did you see the fight on Saturday? Or was it, Saturday? Was it Saturday?
Oh, the boxing fight?
Yeah.
You mean Mayweather and Cotto?
No, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. Of course!
Wait a second, Santa Claus? Oh, shit, I missed it.
And the Easter Bunny.
Yes, Cotto
were they
and
in the
Mayweather.
Same place at the same time? That's kind of like Nathan Lane and Nick Anthony. You never see you guys in the same place at the same time.
Well, you don't live on the West Coast. Actually, I was with him on Saturday. We saw the fight at Hooters.
Really?
Yeah.
You were with him?
We went to Hooters.
Was he at your house or did you go to his
house? I just told you. We went to Hooters.
Hooters?
Yeah.
Hooters, Hooters, yum, 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 Hooters, Hooters, and a girl that's dumb. Not their catchphrase. Well, okay. Okay, thank you very much for letting me tell yet another bad joke. It's almost top of the hour, so... Wow, thanks, Mike. Way to back up your co-host, buddy. Any day, wow.
That's what I'm here for.
Teamwork, ladies and gentlemen. So, Mike, when we come back from our top of the hour break, we're going to talk to you about your college experience so far.
Are we? Okay.
Yes. And how it is affected? How has your first year of college affected your wrestling viewership?
Okay.
Wait, how are you on summer break already?
It's
pretty simple, actually. I finished classes, took my finals, and drove home.
Don't you know better than to ask him a question like that?
Wait, but... Oh, well, I guess. I don't know. I thought it would have to be summer for summer break to happen. Am I foolish for thinking this?
Yes.
Okay.
You could be.
Hey, there's no dumb questions, just dumb people, right?
Or the dumb ones that ask them.
Right.
You know, hey, real quick, I was listening to the political segment of Gorilla Blood. I was not aware that we have turned into a liberal straight station.
Well, the problem was I had a bit of a computer issue, and we were short some time, so I grabbed what I could for the last 30 minutes or so.
You guys were heated.
Yeah,
angry,
very heated debate about President Obama and Mitt Romney.
I'll say this. I think politics in our country is a great big joke. I think that the only way that we're going to see anything ever truly change is when the entire country revolts amongst itself.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, it's sad, but the left and the right and the blah, 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 all of that's just such a joke.
Well, Daniel feels
presidential
that
elections are a beauty contest. That's all they are.
Yeah, it's ugly Hollywood. That's what it is. Ugly people for Hollywood, for Washington, D.C. It's ugly actors.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying. Whatever. Daniel was basically saying that Mitt Romney would make a better president than President Obama. And I'm like, well, he has horrible decision-making qualities. Or you know, he's horrible at making decisions. And I brought up the fact that he put a dog on top of a station wagon and drove down the highway 80 miles per hour. The dog shitting himself and scared shitless. And for some reason, that's a good decision move for Mitt Romney. And this is a guy who's going to have his thumb on the button. And
yeah,
crazy.
I heard you say that the finger on the button routine. Yeah. Didn't that argument die after the 80s died?
No, it never dies.
Finger on the button. Isn't it more like a hand on the keyboard? How to stump Nick Anthony. Mention technology.
You know, I'm very technical savvy, my man. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many Twitter followers do you have today, buddy?
You know, I haven't checked in about a week or two, but last time I did, I was up to 19.
Ooh, 19.
Yeah, I'm on a roll, man.
Ooh, funk is on a roll.
Yeah.
Somebody call Nick's mama.
You
He's
know,
got 19
Nichols.
Files.
I called my mama. Actually, I saw her today. So,
what did you call your mom?
I didn't call her anything. I said I saw her.
Oh, damn. I mean, no. Don't call your mom names. It's not nice.
No.
So let's see here. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. We're going to talk about Triple H, John Laurinaitis, John Cena, Brock Lesnar, and all things in between. Stick around. Okay. Got a lot more to talk about right here on This Very Ring on PW247Radio.com. Wrestling Radio, Evolve.
Get him, Jay.
You know, fresher than whole. Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm there.
Welcome back to
PW247Radio.com.
This very ring. What happened?
You're wild, come on.
What happened?
Before you know, Linkin Park says, "Get him, Jay." I scream, "Get him, Stan." And you apparently missed it.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
It made me laugh. He's a funny guy. We like that, Mike. He likes that wrestling stuff.
Oh, God.
So we're back right here on PW247 Radio.
What was your inspiration behind that thing? Jeez.
What's my what?
Nothing.
That was my uncle.
Oh, I see.
That's my Uncle Earl, man. He does a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
He's great with those, with the voiceovers and everything. What, you don't like his voiceover?
Well, I don't know.
He's going to be...
I don't know.
So, guys, on a personal note, got some news today. Not very good news, but could always be worse. Mm-hmm. Found out today on Twitter this evening that our good friend, Smark Rage, Corey on Twitter, was in a car accident today. He was, unfortunately, he was driving around in Atlanta. Got himself a little turned around, needed to get back to where he was headed, so he turns around. As he's pulling out of a driveway, this other car T-bones, just flattens him. Broke his collarbone and got a concussion. So get well soon, Smark Rage Corey. We hope you're doing okay, man. Mm. You know, it's got to be careful. Good Lord.
You know, we
T-boned.
Yeah, well. Better than being teabagged, but
I'm looking at Twitter, Nick, and I see that he's on.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we give him a call? Let's check in on Corey. He said he's not really sleeping too well. Maybe he'll answer a call.
All right, let me get his number. I'll call him.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is random radio.
How can you get confused driving in your hometown? I mean, how long has he lived there in Atlanta?
I don't know, man. Atlanta's a big city.
Yeah, but how can you get confused? L.A. is, too, and I know where I'm going. How do you get confused in your hometown? If you grew up there, you lived there, you've been there for years, how can you get confused? And what's he doing in an area he doesn't know? That makes no sense.
He's probably going to get something to eat.
Oh, wow. Well.
Maybe he's not listening tonight.
Hello?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, buddy, it's Stan and Mike. We're on the air. I noticed on Twitter that you were having some trouble sleeping, so I figured we'd check in with you. We told the audience about what happened to you today, man. How are you?
Dude, I'm in a bad way. Oh, shit. Bad way, dude. Broken collarbone's no fun. I guess my career as a wrestler is over.
Oh,
let me ask you this, Corey.
Sorry to hear that.
It's Nick, Corey. Nick Anthony?
Mm-hmm. What's going on, bro?
Man, dude, sorry to hear about this, man. So collarbone broken. What else now?
Broken collarbone, destroyed ego, destroyed lives. What else? But, hey, it could be worse, man. I could be, you know, I could have had a broken neck. They said it was way... should have been way worse than what it was.
Wow. Did your car flip or something?
Nah, I just got T-boned, man. It's crazy.
Okay,
crazy, man.
Where were you? Stan was saying you got turned around.
I mean, I was headed to the Braves Stadium.
Yeah.
Got flipped around because they had one of the roads closed off, so.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, how can you live in Atlanta for so long to get turned around? But they got
and one of the damn back roads turned off, you know?
Yeah.
So.
How's the other lady?
I don't know. She was all right, I guess.
Wow.
Did you lose consciousness? Did they have to take you out in the ambulance or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I was freaking blacked out, got a concussion. And wow. So that's what happens when you black out, the nurse says. That's a concussion. So... that was fun. Spent 3 hours in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Got a cool little sling, though.
And your car is probably
so,
totaled, huh?
Oh, totaled.
Yeah.
It's destroyed. I mean, you know, all fat jokes aside, they said if I wasn't such a, if I was a small guy, like like you, Nick.
Yeah.
Like 107 pounds.
Oh, thank you.
They said it would have been probably. Well, you know, he does got those, you know, that's his fucking girlish figure. And there's your one F-bomb for the night. Sorry. But no, they said, you know, if I wasn't such a big guy as I was, if I was a little dude, it would have been worse. That I would have gone through the windshield. Seatbelts,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Where are your seatbelts? Seatbelts saved my life. Again.
How's your car?
Demolished, destroyed.
You got insurance, right?
Insurance, yeah. You know, gotta work that out, you know, one day at a time.
Wow.
Just ready to get
what about,
tomorrow. What about get some purchases to go on the, do a video.
You could do a show with Axel Rotten.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, did the Braves win, hey, at least?
Did the Braves win? What a stupid question.
Well, I mean, he was trying to get to the Braves game, obviously, right? So did they win, at least?
I don't even know if they won or lost, to be honest with you.
I mean, it'd be horrible to get in an accident and they didn't win.
So, Corey, did the... Here's the important question. Did you, in the middle of all of this, did you spill your milkshake?
No, I did not.
See, a real man doesn't spill his milkshake.
Does a
broken
real man,
collarbone, concussion,
does a real
car
man
destroyed.
Drink milkshakes, though?
I know, right?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Real men drink milkshakes, of course.
Okay.
You know, y'all are just jealous that my milkshake brings all the hordes to the yard.
Oh, good Lord. You need to take a little bit more of that morphine, buddy. I think it's messing with
shit,
your brain.
Man.
Yeah, what are you That's taking? What do you have there? What's the medication you're on?
Nothing. I'm sitting here laying in my bed. And just got ibuprofen because the damn, what you call it, the pharmacy closed. So,
I got to tell you, when I talked to you earlier, you were all out of it.
When you talked to me, I was probably home, I don't know, an hour, and that, you know, they gave me a big vial of friggin' morphine.
Doesn't he sound a little bit mellower on the phone now than usual?
Not quite ragey.
Well, yeah.
Doesn't sound ragey.
I don't hear any
sound. No, I'm ragey. I have lost my rage over the past few months.
I guess so.
I think I need... Guys, you know what? I'm going to end this on this note. I think I need to go find my rage. You boys have a great night.
Later, man.
Feel later.
Better soon, bud.
Can you say feel
Thank
the rage?
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
All right, man.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm just checking in on you.
Y'all be good. All right.
You too.
Feel the rage.
Oh, wow.
Well, there you go. There's Smark Rage, Corey.
Did you hear him say
talking
feel the rage?
Talking to us about his accident and...
kind of. It was,
wow.
It was like a fill rage. That's all he gave us, fill rage. Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of oomph to the rage there.
No.
He's lost his rage. That's, like, downright sad.
Poor guy. I feel sorry for him.
How do you lose your rage, for crying out loud?
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know, you got to be careful. He's right. Wear your seatbelts. Good Lord.
You know, I cannot find the Braves, I don't know if they won or not. I cannot find the scoreboard.
The Orioles won today. They beat the Red Sox in 17 innings.
17 innings? Holy crap.
17 innings.
Yuck. Wow. That's like 16 innings more than I'd like to watch of the Orioles play.
Hey, don't hate. You're at the top of the American League East.
Don't hate, congratulate.
So are the Nats are on the top of the National League East. So, you know.
Brave.
I want to see a Beltway series right there.
Yeah, the Dodgers are horrible.
Dude, I'd do that too.
Well, the Dodgers, I mean,
totally
the Braves won, ladies and gentlemen. So Corey missed a hell of a game. They won 7-2 over the Rockies. So they won for Corey.
Wow, that's a good game. They won for the big man.
Yeah.
By the way, I'd just like to point out that Johnny Sorrow says Corey's rage is with HBK's smile.
I like
that. That was good.
Good stuff. Thank you. You know, Johnny never fails to amuse. You know what, Matt? I will look into that. I think that's a good idea. Nick, you see his note there in the chat room?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay. We'll pass that along. A little special surprise, special gift for
what is it?
For the listeners.
Oh, it's for me or for what? For who? For whom?
It's something for us to close the show out with.
Oh.
So, as you hear the sound of the tapping keys, and Nick just read it.
Really?
What do you think of the upcoming pay-per-view, Johnny Ace versus John Cena, and Brock Lesnar is now on suspension? Mike, what do you think of the idea of Johnny Ace competing?
You know, so far we've only seen the announcement of the match, but its execution, the announcement, flawless. I didn't see it coming. It got an incredible amount of heat on Lornos, even against the people that, you know, like or that hate Cena.
Yeah, how quickly did they take the crowd from split down the middle to everybody, basically, we love Cena?
By doing that. Now, hell, they even got heat on more Tensai. And his little bitch, Sakamoto.
Saki. Saki's good. I like Saki. Fat Muda. I wonder, like, if... I noticed that Johnny Ace, when he smacked John Cena in the back of the head with that microphone, Cena dropped like he was dead.
Oh, yeah.
So shot him right square.
Have you ever seen Cena sell it like that? Let alone sell those injuries to the general manager?
No. And that was what made it all the more entertaining, was Cena sold it like somebody hit him in the back of the head with a gun. Kind of like Rashi Brown on UWF.
I forgot about that.
Maybe Johnny Ace is out there for money and bitches, too.
Maybe.
And he's got Eve. Maybe he wants to add a few more to his harem. Although, you know, the going rumor right now is that Eve is going to attempt to take the reins from Johnny and get him... can he be impeached as GM?
I'm sure he can.
Nick, you're the political expert. Can Johnny Ace be impeached?
For what? He didn't do anything.
Exactly. For being a bad GM.
No, actually, he's doing a great job, Stan.
What? Why do you like Johnny Ace? Because what makes Johnny Ace such a...
It reminds me of when Vince McMahon was in charge. It reminds me when Eric Bischoff was in charge. It reminds me of when, who else? All these great general managers that were in charge of the program, or what was the commissioner's name? Whatever the hell his name was back in the day.
Our Mick
president. Foley? Our president. He was the president.
Tunney?
Yeah, Danny. It reminds me of these guys a lot. That's what made.
Oh my God! Could you imagine what would have happened if Jack Tunney had hit Hulk Hogan in the back of the head?
That's what made
The world title.
Back in the '90s, Vince McMahon made the Attitude Era, and I see a lot of that through with what's this dude's name? Laurinaitis.
Yeah, he's obviously had a huge impact. You can't even remember.
Well, I'm doing 50 million things at once. I'm running on board, talking to you, and I'm getting a theme song here. So I'm not thinking while I'm talking, which some may say I've done that my whole life.
Well, you kind of do that on the air on Tuesdays,
right.
So that's okay.
Sorry.
I think John Laurinaitis versus John Cena is interesting. I think that if you're looking to see it, for a wrestling classic, you're looking for the wrong match, obviously.
Uh-huh. Right.
But the story it's going to tell, the Vince McMahon versus Austin 2 kind of thing, this could be good. And it's tough to not say that the GM thing is is kind of played out, the bad guy thing. Thank you, Johnny, for saying that. It's tough to not point that out because they've
out.
Done this.
Wait, he's, okay, he said it's played out? Now.
Okay. Zippy lip. Right. Simmer down now. Say Donna Summer's black.
Donna Summer's is black.
What?
Is that what you told me to say?
Okay. No. You're a dumbass.
I thought you
dude.
Said Donna Summer's okay. is black.
Now we're talking about race. I mean, you know what? First politics, now race.
Well,
I can't
you just told me to calm down and say Donna Summers was black, so I said it.
I think he said backwards.
Oh, Donna Summers backwards.
Yeah.
Start with the last name. It's Sima Donna. Now put it all together. Sima Donna. Okay, there you go. Sima Donna. Relax.
Donna Summers?
Stan's not working.
Yeah, I know. He's not yet. Anyway, so getting back to what we were actually talking about, I mean, you know, Vince McMahon was the bad boss.
Right.
You know, he did the thing with Austin. Eric Bischoff, he was the bad boss. He did the thing with, like, everybody.
Everybody.
You know, Regal, same.
Oh, yeah, Regal. I forgot about William Regal, yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's a good guy boss over in NXT now.
Yes, yes. I mean, but at the same time, the whole bad guy versus the bad boss versus the anti-hero thing has been done.
Right.
It's been done. Do we need to repeat it? Maybe not. But is
Wait
this
a
entertaining
minute. What do you mean?
Onto itself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
There, it's entertainment. So it's working. Do we need to repeat it? Well, if it's working, why fix it?
I mean, you have a point there partially because it is going to work. I think so anyway.
Of course it is.
Will it sell pay-per-views?
Of course it will.
I don't know. Is Johnny Ace over enough as a bad guy?
Yeah, of
is
course
he over
is.
Enough to sell this as people like, man, I want to see Johnny Ace get his ass.
People hate him. They hate him for not being able to speak correctly or learn his lines and for whatever else the hell he does on the program. They absolutely do hate him. And will they pay to see John Cena kick his ass? I'm pretty sure.
Mike, what do you think, bud? Do you think that Johnny Ace can sell pay-per-views?
I'm not sure he can because that moment on Raw alone, in addition to CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan, sold me on Over the Limit. Like, I'm actually seriously contemplating purchasing this pay-per-view.
Imagine if Laurinaitis wins.
Exactly.
That just escalates the feud, and then hell's gonna break loose, because
and
then he's gonna
Lauren
be
Otis with his
break.
He's gonna be more cocky. He's gonna be more blunt on the program, and you know he's gonna walk around with his nose in the air, and it's gonna
and
be
knowing,
fantastic. Go ahead.
Knowing Lauren Otis and all the power he has in the WWE, not just on Raw but also on SmackDown, he can pretty much make this match and Garrett, you know, stack the cards in his favor. He can make it so Lord Tensai, so that Jack Swagger and Dolph Ziggler and all of his other, you know, cronies can
get
come
this.
And help him out.
Story-wise, when Triple H was getting beat down in the middle of the ring in that opening segment, I think it was, when the wrestlers came out to his help, right?
Like 3 hours too late.
Yeah. Fast forward to the end of the program when Laurinaitis is beating the crap out of John Cena. Two face characters,
and nobody came out
whatsoever because they dare not cross Laurinaitis.
No, they were terrified of Fat Muda.
Oh, yeah, that could be it.
You know, the big guy that's going to spit green mist in their face.
I'm liking this.
Sakamoto's going to throw the dust in their face.
I'm liking it a lot.
That guy screams like a girl, by the way. Sakamoto? Holy crap. We don't need him ever to actually be heard on TV.
Aside from being from being great, you know, from a storyline standpoint, I think this is also going to help elevate Lord Tensai, who, since his debut, hasn't really done much other than have that win over John Cena. He's going to help him solidify his position, help him establish himself more than
I like your train of thought, sir.
Squash matches would.
I like his train of thought. See, he's going to push Lord Tensai rather than crap on him.
I like this man's
way of thinking. He's smart. He's going to college.
Right.
I am.
Well, you were. You're on summer break now.
Oh, goody. About time.
So, how did college affect your viewership of wrestling, dude? I mean, were you able to sit down and watch Raw and everything, or did you find yourself on the drinking end, I mean, receiving end of a lot of invites for gatherings at study parties?
Well, Raw is on a Monday, if you do not recall. Mondays, you know, not exactly a hot time for the party scene. The only thing that really hindered me watching Raw was the fact that when I was pledging my fraternity, our pledge education meetings were every Monday during Raw for an entire semester. So I missed Raw about, you know, 80% of the time this past semester.
Now, when you pledge, did you have to, like, say the pledge? Like, I pledge allegiance to the flag?
Do I have to dignify that with an answer?
Well, I mean, you said you pledged. I have friends that are in fraternities. I mean, they've had to do some crazy things when they join their fraternity. And, you know, did you have to do any unsightly things for your soon-to-be brethren?
They are my brethren, actually. I got initiated a few weeks, or about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, how did the initiation go? Did they haze you?
No, we don't haze. I think the most hazing I've experienced was being told to make someone dinner.
Oh, that's
which
not
consisted
a fraternity,
of heating up their Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
That's not a real fraternity, then.
Yeah, that's not hazing either. That's just crap.
That's a loser fraternity.
It's like,
what fraternity?
And like having to clean the house this week.
That's a loser fraternity.
Did you have to get sent down to the basement where the lights are all dark and everything and have to be molested by someone you hardly know?
Funny you mentioned that. The house that we had this past year... No. The house that we had this past year was not our house. It was Sigma Phi Epsilon's house, and we were renting it from them because they got kicked off campus for a handful of incidents, one of which was the fact that they took their pledges and locked them, flooded their basement and locked them in the basement for a few hours.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They flooded their basement.
What does that have to do with
them?
Why did they get kicked
off
for that?
What's that have to do with molesting them?
No, I just thought, you know, we can't get in the basement in our house because apparently they have all their ritual stuff down there. We don't have a key to it. So technically we couldn't have gotten raped in the basement because we don't have a key. I think that
was
ultimately.
Did you want to get raped, Mike?
Oh, no.
That sounded disappointing.
It was a bit of disappointment in his tone of voice, wasn't it? Damn, we couldn't get molested. We didn't have a key. That's what I heard.
Man.
You know, that's what I heard.
Nick just heard what he wanted to hear.
Well, that's what I heard. I'm sorry.
Mike was a legacy from Harrisburg. I'm just reading these different things in the chat room.
It's kind of weird that there was no hazing going on for this to be a fraternity. What's the name of this frat?
Beta Theta Pi.
I'm sorry?
Beta Theta Pi.
Beta Theta Pi. Okay.
It's in tight. And with that, you know what? Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. It's 12:30. Got to take a pause for the cause.
Oh, God.
So when we come back, we're gonna talk more about this sort of stuff. It's not rape if Mike likes it.
For God's sake.
Yeah, it's not rape. It's not rape if you want it, is it? What is the problem with rape?
You know, anymore? Nick, wouldn't you?
Doesn't everybody want to have sex, though? Honestly, though, doesn't everybody want to have sex? So why is it, like, illegal, you know? Okay, maybe I should just stop talking.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go to commercial. And we'll be right back here on This Very Ring, PW247Radio.com. We'll see you anyway.
Professional wrestling and MMA talk radio. PW247radio.com.
Wait a minute!
Wrestling Radio Evolved. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4906 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 790-4906 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4906. That's 800-790-4906. Again, 800-790-4906.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-413-2193 to get your free copy now. 877-413-2193. 877-413-2193.
Looking to make an impact for your promotion, business, or gimmick to the pro wrestling community on the only 24-hour online pro wrestling radio station? Let Pro Wrestling 24/7 make you a main event. PW 24/7 has space available for your company to advertise around the world with our global fan base and loyal wrestling fans from New Zealand to California. Your commercial spot will be heard worldwide. With our competitive rates, you can have our personalities from around the wrestling industry advertising your business on PW 24/7. PW 24/7 also has web banner advertising and sponsorships to make your sponsorship a success. For more information, contact nick.anthony at pw247radio.com. PW247 Wrestling Radio, evolved.
PW247 Wrestling Radio, evolved.
We're back here on Live in this very ring with me, Mike the Kid, and wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Are we joined by...
You just call yourself Mike
Matt?
The Kid?
No. I said with me, and then, you know, kind of like insert comma here, Mike the Kid,
okay.
And, you know. No. You're Mike the Kid. I'm Stan.
I was about to say, gimmick infringement.
Trust me, I'm too old to be...
Identity theft or something, I don't know.
Lifeguard.
Safe lock. Or is it life lock?
Life lock.
Whatever. We're joined right now by somebody who really needs no introduction. The Mad
Dog,
Matt
Denton.
Hey, you know.
What's up, Matt?
I'm not here.
He's not here?
I'm not here.
That's too bad. Because I was going to ask you about the bit that Nick killed.
What did I kill? Oh.
Yeah. Well done, Nick.
How did I kill it? I don't understand. First of all, it should have been played a long time ago. So...
Hey, I didn't tell you when to play it. You had your free choice on that.
I didn't have it. So
you,
I had to go get
you
it.
Didn't
yeah,
have
you
Nick Foley's thing.
No, I did
My
not have it.
God.
No, I don't. No,
you have
I don't.
You have the piece of shit song.
That's not true.
On your computer.
Don't you know my
computer...
I believe I told everyone that my computer crashed. Well, it didn't crash. I had to reinstall my operating system not too long ago, and I lost everything. I think I sent an email to everyone about that. Maybe you should check your email. Maybe you should do that.
Maybe I should check my email. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Seeing as I've checked my email several times since the incident, and you've never told me.
Well, I think I have. And wait, by the way,
now this is false advertising. You know, Daniel said that your computer got its face kicked in by Seamus.
Right. Well.
So that's not what happened?
Well, not technically.
So you're saying that Daniel lied?
He could have, yes.
Mike, how do you feel knowing that we have a person that is accusing other people of lying, running the board for us?
I'm just disappointed that the computer wasn't actually kicked by Seamus.
No, it wasn't kicked.
You could sell that shit on eBay if it was.
That's a good point. And you could make some money. Yeah. Don't you feel bad now that it wasn't kicked by Seamus?
How could you prove it was kicked by Seamus? Would he have to sign a certificate of authenticity?
Like a boot print analysis or something.
Oh, well, like Cinderella. You have to bring the computer to every wrestler's house to see whose boot print in the computer.
Excuse me, sir, I need to check your foot for a moment. Oh, never mind.
Why wouldn't we just go to Seamus if we know Seamus did it?
Maybe you didn't know Seamus did it.
But the bit was
maybe
for you Seamus.
Maybe kill another bit.
No, I didn't kill it. He brought up Cinderella.
Damn you, Nick. You killed another one.
Oh, God. Serial killer of jokes.
So, Matt, what did you think of the introduction of Johnny Ace versus John Cena on Monday Night Raw?
I didn't watch Raw.
Oh. Did you read about it?
I read about it on Twitter. And
oh, okay. Well, you're clearly an expert. You can speak about it. Oh, it sucks. No, shh. Damn it.
Yeah.
It's up to me and Mike. One more time, me and Mike carrying the load.
Oh, it is your show.
I'm sorry. I only watched SmackDown. I only watched a good show.
Ooh. Same here. Same here. Only
a good show.
TNA.
At least TNA. Woo. Oh. What are we close?
Yeah, my God, TNA, hey, wow.
Actually,
TNA once again with the 0.98.
No, which averages to a 1, a solid 1. Thank you.
A solid 1. I like how much faith and confidence you put in that. Hey, solid 1.
Yeah, well, hey, that's growth. That's growth.
It's okay if it's a solid 1. I don't want a runny 1.
it's not growth when you're climbing back out of the hole.
You know what? For solid growth, I think TNA needs a bunch of Viagra, and I believe we advertise Viagra on this very station.
We can hook them up.
Yeah.
On behalf of this very ring, we will be happy to send Viagra to the folks at TNA.
To get their ratings.
And maybe
up.
They'll give you that interview with Alex Silva. It's a little bit of a peace offering,
you're
you know?
Funny. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah. No. You know, actually, I think he'll have plenty of things to do when he's under Hogan's desk.
Why does everyone have to be under Hogan's desk?
Well, that's how he got the job. How do you think what do you think Dixie was doing?
She was boning AJ Styles.
Okay. No.
Spoiler alert.
It's a ghost that scared Brian Kendrick. It's back.
Oh.
You know, wrestling has been so weird lately. I mean, WWE seems to be coming back onto its own. TNA fighting to get back to some kind of a normal followership. Ring of Honor is now growing, making itself available on iPhones. It's an interesting time to be a fan. Do you think that we'll see, you know, ratings like a 4.0 or something in this year for WWE?
No, it's not something you can do in a year. no matter how good it is, it's not something that'll happen a year. The post WrestleMania Raw with the return of Brock Lesnar only saw like a 3.6.
Mm. Wow. 3.6.
We can get a 4.0, you know, maybe next year or by the year after, but it's not something that happens overnight or in a few months. It's got to be like it's more gradual, in my opinion.
What about TNA? Yes, no. Can TNA get 2.0 this year?
Have they any year in their past?
You're
10
so
years?
Funny. You're so funny. No.
Hogan says if his next idea about videotaping wrestlers as they're walking around in public,
oh my God.
This idea fails, then he'll leave TNA.
Please let this idea fail, please.
How exactly is that idea going to do anything but fail?
I'm pretty sure it's not just like all the wrestlers on the rosters. I'm pretty sure that these guys are going to know, you know, their card is up. Like, you know, you're going to be followed today or something like that. Or, you know, I don't think it's going to be like people are out in the street and automatically they can just film somebody. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think cameras are going to follow them around and they're going to say it's the fans or some shit like that.
Don't people already do that? Don't we already have TMZ?
Well, not wrestling related. I think it'll work. Actually, I do. It's free publicity for them. And they're looking for more ways to branch the, you know, the company. They want more programming, and I think this is a good way. I think this may be the new thing for wrestling. Who knows? I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but I like it.
You don't know what they're doing, but you like it.
Yes.
Blind, ladies and gentlemen, blind faith.
It's something fresh. I mean, you can't grow without trying something, right? That's the same thing I told you about. Isn't that the same thing I told you about the archives? If we don't, we won't know until we try. And you guys balked at it.
Because the archive idea was a stupid idea.
It was
Nick.
Not a stupid idea. You're a stupid person.
Stupid idea, Nick.
Okay. Let's keep this wrestling related there, boys and girls.
Nick's the girl.
You know, I don't think there is anything fresh in wrestling anymore at all. I think every idea has been done. I really don't. What innovative idea are going to come up with? Somebody's going to get killed? The UWF already did that.
Hold on a second. Johnny Sorrow brings up a good point in the chat room. Do we want to really see people filming TNA superstars when they're working their second job?
Like I said, I think it's going to be planned.
Or paying for their groceries with food stamps.
You guys are overanalyzing this thing. I think it's going to be planned.
How is it overanalyzed?
Yeah,
it's actually pretty simple.
No, it's not. Because you guys are thinking, like, people are just going to go up to wrestlers and say, hey, I got you, click. You know, that's not going to happen. I think it's going to be planned where, like, cameras follow these guys around.
Will you pay me $20 if that is what the idea is?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You guys heard it here first on this very ring. $20. $20 says it's just random fans filming any wrestler that's nearby. Nick says it's going to be a planned work thing.
Everything,
and it could be.
Everything
and
on TV. Everything on TV is planned and work. Nothing is just spontaneous and here we go. No, nothing. Everything's lights, camera, and action, dude.
Even still, random fans. Haha, I got you. I guarantee you it happens.
No, doubt it. Seriously. $20, my way, in my pocket. Thank you. No receipt.
John Cena, Brock Lesnar was fresh. Yes, that feud was fresh. I'll give you credit for that. Brock Lesnar, Triple H, Brock breaking Triple H's arm. Mysteriously, Brock, he didn't injure it bad enough for Triple H to not be able to go up to the ring with Mayweather. And
he was
hold up
wearing
the belt.
A sling.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. I'll give him props for that. He still held up the title.
See, there's something. He held up the title with his hurt arm?
No, with his other arm.
With his other arm. Okay, well, if he held it up with the other arm, then that's not a bad thing. Interesting. See, that's not something that the report said. There you go, guys. Truth in advertising. We're finding out now that it was Triple H. Yes, he was at the fight, but he was wearing a sling, and he held up the title with his other arm, his good arm.
Well, did Nathan Lane say that in Top of the Hour News?
I don't listen.
Oh. Yes, you did, Nick.
What? I'm sorry?
Yes, you did, Nick.
What'd I do?
You said at the top of the hour.
What?
Oh, sorry. Kayfabe. My bad.
Wait. We don't play kayfabe here.
Don't
just
we?
Like, you know, we have creative control, though.
I guess I can stop using my gimmick of being an asshole.
No, you gotta keep that.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing, then.
Oh, boy. It's fun doing random radio. I like it.
You know what? I definitely give props for Triple H selling the injury on the boxing pay-per-view. But this is the thing. I still can't get over the fact that he no-sold being dumped arse over tea kettle from top of a forklift in a car at Survivor Series 2000. And then comes out the next night on Monday Night Raw. Like, yeah. I got dropped in a car. No biggie. I'll come back for that.
Hey, I tore my quad this morning and I'm doing fine right now.
Well, Corey broke his collarbone. He'll be back in 3 hours eating.
Eating. Well, you don't need your collarbone to eat, buddy.
Oh, well. You gotta move
just
the spoon.
Just a mouth and a great big stomach.
You gotta move the spoon and fork back and forth.
Yeah, you can use that's, a good collarbone.
That's weird synchronicity, because the guys on Wild & Maneuver on Friday were talking about breaking your collarbone. And what happens afterwards.
The guys at Wild & Maneuver were talking about Smart Rage, too.
Were they?
Yeah, they were talking bad about old Smart Rage.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no,
I don't really know.
No. They were just talking about general smark outrage for the pay-per-view ending with Cena going over Brock Lesnar, not about Corey.
Now, I heard Johnny specifically say smark rage. Talking about the ending to Lesnar and Cena.
He did say smark rage. He wasn't talking about smark rage, as in the person smark
He's
rage.
Such an idiot.
Are you saying the world does not revolve around smart rage?
Well, there are certain planets that can revolve around smart rage because he's so fat. He has his own gravitational pull.
He said I specifically heard him say smart rage.
John, he just admits it in the chat room. Smart rage.
No. Have you been drinking Nick's Kool-Aid?
My what?
No, it's a ghost again.
What?
Why is Justin Bieber out there with Mayweather? How has Justin Bieber ever done for Mayweather?
Well, he's good.
You don't want to
know. Oh, nice. Mike with the zig. That's 20 points right there.
Wait, how long have we been keeping points?
We just started.
Okay.
I've already got 100. Congratulations.
Bullshit.
We might have to start like a zing contest, but that would mean that we'd end up working too hard and they would all suck.
Yeah.
Here's it suck even more than usual.
Oh, now see, you didn't have to do that. Yes.
I got a question for you. Where's the baby? Where's the baby?
Oh, really?
Where's all of a sudden, you hear the background. Stan, it's time.
My waters are broke.
Where is she right now, by the way?
She's asleep upstairs. You're not talking to the fetus.
I would love to talk to her.
What?
Well, I want to find
she's
out.
She's taking what, Nick.
No, not like
yeah,
that,
really.
You
she's,
moron.
She's, what'd you say?
I want to know why would she want to have another kid with you?
Oh, harsh.
Well,
Nick doling out the harshness, man.
Man.
You're going to steal her away from somebody?
Yeah, Nichols?
No.
No, this is, it's just setting the line, the storyline, where it just turns out that Nick's actually the father.
Hey, if he can pay for it, he can keep it.
Oh no, I don't want any more. I hate kids. I do. I hate kids.
You know,
I don't like kids.
We already know you watch porn with your kid in the rooms. So.
Well, he's only four. I got another year or two.
Oh dear God!
What? I got another year or two before he has to leave.
Well, at least make sure it's not gay porn like you usually.
Well, of course.
Poor kitty.
Where's Chris Hansen, man? Jeez.
How was that a Chris Hansen moment? That's not a Chris Hansen moment. I can't leave him. I can't leave him unattended, can I?
Well,
isn't it, Nick?
I think he'd
at least make sure you're. Isn't it, Nick? That's funny. You know, you could at least make sure your pants are on. You sick bastard.
Well, they're on. He's not like sitting in front of me, you know, like, "Hey, Daddy, what's that?" He's not doing that. He's like in the
Daddy, what's the movie's doing
in the background,
watching porn, a family activity.
Son, today we're watching The Devil and Mrs. Jones 2, a classic.
Yeah, it's a CBS special now. Thanks.
You know what? The more you know.
The more you know. Ding.
Talking about porn, China's going to be in a new porno for Vivid, where she plays She-Hulk in the porno version of The Avengers.
No.
That just sounds more like a biography of China's life.
You know, I cannot understand why people
There's a picture out there of China in green, all in green, like, body paint.
Oh,
and she's
Johnny just types, LOL, I'll pretend you said porn.
What?
Nick Feinstein.
What'd I do now? I'm not in the chat room, so I don't know what's going on.
NFvideo.com. Nick, you know who Rob Feinstein is, right?
No.
Oh, wow. You Rob Feinstein and, show called?
I think it was the early version of To Catch a Predator, but there's chat logs through pervertedjustice.com.
Yes, and read the chat log, Nick. I'll pretend you said four. That's too fun.
I don't want to.
Oh, man. You know, when we do these random shows, they're actually a lot more fun just because they're random.
Now, here's the thing. If you were a professional wrestler, would you take a booking to work with Rob Feinstein?
I don't know what you said.
No, I'm just saying, if you were a wrestler, would you take a booking to work with Rob Feinstein, whether it be on a show or a shoot interview? Yeah, based on what we know.
What we know now, based on that, I mean, I don't know. He makes money. That's the thing. I mean, like the AWE pay-per-view, he hooked Marvin Ward up with half of those talent. The Rock and Roll Express, Kevin Nash, all those people that they brought in for that pay-per-view, that was Feinstein's doing. That wasn't Marvin Ward. Marvin is the owner of AWE, by the way.
Okay.
Morally, you know, based just solely off of what we know, I'd be tempted to turn it down, but financially, it's almost a guaranteed payday.
Mm.
I mean, and these guys are starving, man. I mean, not like, I don't know.
We'll wrestle for food.
Right, right, right. Not quite that extreme. But, you know, these guys are trying to make money, you know. They're trying to get themselves noticed.
I can now imagine a news story coming out like, the story with Ted Williams, the golden homeless radio voice man.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like we find the next Davey Richards on the side of a road going, we'll wrestle for food. We'll suplex for food. We'll no-sell for food.
Right, right. Could be the next big thing. Oh, wait, Brock Lesnar. See, I did that joke because Nick's already done it, so I figured I'd do it.
I did it? I didn't do that.
Did a few weeks ago.
Me?
When we were debating TNA.
No, I didn't do that. I wouldn't have done
thank
that.
Thank you. You did do it.
I'm telling
you,
I would not have done it.
I didn't do it. I personally did it.
But I didn't personally do the punchline.
No, Smart Rage did.
Yeah, so I didn't do it.
Rest in peace, Smart Rage. No, I'm just kidding. No better than
his now trending.
That's it.
Just rest in peace, Rage, because he has no more rage anymore.
So he should just change it to Smork.
Yeah.
We should just call him Collarbone from now on.
Collarbone Rage.
Collarbone.
T-Bone. Come on now, it's T-Bone. Because that's what caused it, and, you know, he likes a good T-Bone.
Good point.
You're welcome. My pay.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't think Nick got it.
I got it.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. What the hell?
I'll take your word for it.
Should we start posting some odd pictures in our chat room? Oh, that's not good.
What the fuck?
That's not good. Not happy with that picture.
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Feinstein's pictures don't need to be posted in the chat room. I'll pretend you said 18.
Wait, what?
That's the chat. The actual quote is, LOL, I'll pretend you said 18. It's when he got caught because he was internet harassing a kid, a homosexual.
Oh, well, I'm certainly not going to tap tonight. Thanks, Johnny.
It's more... not that it has to do with sexual... It's more to the point that it was a child that he was attempting to seduce.
Right, you can't do that.
To his credit, though, he was like, I think this is wrong, but then again, he did actually go to the house.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And then somebody just comes to the door, and the first thing you see is just like a blur of him just running to his Lexus and driving off.
And I ran so far away.
You're very musical tonight. This is the Glee episode of this very ring.
The Glee episode. What a horrible show that is. I hate that show. Thank you, Britain.
Why are you thanking me?
Doesn't it come from there?
No, it's American.
Yeah, but they got the idea from... You moron. I obviously, I know you... Ugh.
No, Glee did not come from the UK.
Didn't?
No.
No, it was... It was... Glee came from some concept thing that they did around here.
The Office came from the UK. Nope. Did you know that? The Office?
Yes,
we did know this.
Well, hey, I was just letting you know.
No, there you have it, right? With the time now, with the music, it's time for us to go. So tune in tomorrow night for replay. Tuesday night, tune in for Gorilla Blood.
Yeah!
Wednesday is Wicked and Joey will be presenting a new show. Thursday night will be the three-way with Fire and Ice. Friday is What a Maneuver, Ryan and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And right back here Sunday for MMA Crossfire and this very ring.
All right.
I will hopefully be there. We'll see what happens. So
just
thanks
a quick
everybody
note.
For listening. Take-
if your baby's smart, he wouldn't come.
Sorry, Stan. Just a quick note. Wednesday will be the last ever shoot finish.
He already made it.
Not a new
that.
Show. New show comes next week.
Oh.
Cool. All right then. So we're going to see the last show for shoot finish. All right.
Everybody be there.
That should be an interesting interesting close out to a great show. So thanks everybody for listening. Stick with us for next week and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening right here on PW247radio.com. Wrestling Radio Evolved.
Look what you made me do. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. When you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye.